time for anything. When she gets that come get me look in her eyes, well, it kind of scares me the way that she drives.
Well, there's a little bit of music there of Luke Combs, not typically the weekday fare here on Red River Radio, and perhaps not typically in a lot of places what the music you might expect to hear performed by a symphony orchestra. But that's pending. That's coming up. Good morning. I'm Kermit Poling, and we're going to have another spotlight this morning. And joining me in the studio, Tiffany Ammerman, who's the chair of the board of the Marshall Symphony Orchestra. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning, Kermit.
Thanks for making the trip in. You're actually in the studio.
This
is a rarity.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Well, this is exciting. And we are partway through the tryouts of the Marshall Symphony is calling Voices 2.0. And why don't you talk a little bit about what we've got going on?
Oh, wow. So you just want me to start with just Voices 2.0 or the whole week?
Oh, the whole week. Well, let's start with what's coming up this weekend and next weekend.
Okay. So as hopefully our listeners know, we did this same type of concert in 2019. Seems like yesterday. But we have our downtown concert every year, and for the most part, for the, I guess, 13 years, we had classic rock play along with our symphony orchestra and the Jeans and Classics group from Canada. But this past season, in 2019, we changed it up a little bit, and we did what we called Voices, which the Heartland concert, which was country and western music, and we had auditions, and then we ended up at our concert having just a wonderful, talented set of vocalists that sang with our orchestra on the night of the main event. So this year, 2021, we are doing pretty much the same thing with different tunes, and it will be actually in May instead of our usual September. Mm-hmm. So the concert will be May the 8th, 2021. The east side parking lot of the Harrison County Historical Courthouse outdoors, as it has been for 15 years, just a little farther down the road. But coming up on Saturday, we have our second audition for this concert for the vocalist, and it will be in Jefferson at the Jeffersonian beginning at 7 o'clock. And it is the last preliminary audition. So if you know anyone that sings country and western music or can sing, period, male and female vocalist, please come try out. You know, look at our list online. We have all the songs online, and you can see if you've heard any of those. And you do not have to audition to that song in the preliminary. But in the final round, which will be next Saturday back in Marshall at Telegraph Park, if you're selected, you will have to sing one of the songs from the list with our symphony band. So we're calling for auditions. We'd like to have as many as possible. You know, we're looking for great talent, and we're very excited about this event. We'll have our start off now, but it'll be pretty much a concert week. We're calling it Voices Downtown Concert Week. And this year we have named our season the Marshall Symphony Orchestra Chameleon Concert Season, because it seems to ever be changing. Although we have had Meet Your Orchestra's smaller concerts throughout 2020 and 21, this will be our first official large concert. Mm-hmm. Downtown and outdoors still. We're still mindful of the pandemic, so we will not be under a tent, but we'll be under these beautiful sparkling lights and the stars, and it's just going to be really neat. And I'm looking forward a little bit to the change. It'll be a lot cooler for those of you who have been there in the past. And of course, our orchestra, I'm sure, will appreciate that as well. And they're always so great to sweat through, for the most part, the concert. So we're really excited that it will be on the square this year. But we start off Tuesday, May the 4th. And Kermit, just, you know, if you want to talk a little bit about who's playing in that, that will be great, since you are our conductor.
Well, it is the Dixieland event that there's been a traditional Dixieland concert for years, I know that the symphony
yes.
is produced.
I need to look that up. I'm really not sure how many years, but I've been involved over 30 years, and it's been going on since I've been involved.
And, of course, my go-to person for all of this is Anthony Robinson, who not just plays the Marshall Symphony. Of course, he's principal percussion in Marshall, but he also plays Shreveport Symphony and South Arkansas Symphony and other events throughout the area. He's a Yamaha artist. He is an absolutely outstanding thing. He's actually my assistant conductor in Marshall as well. So he puts this together. I'm not sure which musicians he's using this year because there's been a little bit of a change. But also the time has changed. This has always been a daytime thing. This is going to be in the evening.
Yes, it is. We've changed it up a little bit. I do know a few of them. Al Hobson will be on trombone, Nathan Box on keyboard, David Harden on trumpet, and I believe Dave Harden's helping to put all this together. I'm not exactly sure about our bass player yet, our clarinet, saxophone, but we're looking forward to that Dixieland event. And like Kermit said, we did move it. We're usually there from 11 to 1:30, but it will be at night this year, 7 o'clock, and it will be at Telegraph Park. All of our events up until Friday night will be at Telegraph Park. We're having the Marshall Symphony League will be having their annual fundraiser that they do usually at Dixieland on the Square. And it this year it will be fish and chicken. By Cajun Tex, and so they're charging $10 a plate for that. So come out on Tuesday night and enjoy our Dixieland band and support the Marshall Symphony League. And, of course, all the funds raised by the Marshall Symphony League, 70% of that goes back to the orchestra, and then 30% is split between civic and development and education. So they do scholarships and a lot of different good things for music in our community. And then on Wednesday, since it is Cinco de Mayo, we're celebrating Mexican culture. And that also begins at 7 o'clock and featuring the music stylings of Robert Cruz, Michelle Gunn, and Giovanni
De Chiaro.
De Chiaro.
Yeah. John De Chiaro is coming for that.
And I have a Hispanic background, so I should be able to roll that really well.
It's okay. It's an Italian name. That's all right, but that's going to be fun, and there's a different food thing for that evening as well, right?
Well, we'll be pretty much basic, probably nachos, just something really simple for that night, and then of course on Thursday, May the 6th at 6 o'clock. We're having conversations with the conductor, with music trivia and prizes, and that'll be a fun event. And Kermit will have to tell you what all he has in store for you there. But Kermit's always fun.
Conversation with me anytime, to be perfectly honest. But no, what we've kind of done, we've started this tradition of doing music. I do one of these maybe once a year from an upcoming concert. And get into trivia about it, and we give away prizes. They're not huge prizes, but they're kind of fun, and everybody seems to enjoy it. So we'll be doing that on that Thursday.
It is fun, and of course, as you notice, everything is outdoors the whole week. Then on Friday, of course, we have our rehearsal, which will be with our Voices 2.0 winners and our symphony band. Having a crawfish bowl and catfish dinner that night as well. So come out, $12 for adults, $6 for children, but the performance is free. And you'll notice starting on from Tuesday until Friday, everything is free until the night of our main event. Mm-hmm. So come out. That crawfish bowl is sponsored by Master Woodcraft and the Ammerman Law Firm. Come out and enjoy that and listen to our winners and to our symphony band. And would you like to talk about our symphony band?
Well, I've had the great fortune of just having some outstanding players in it. We've got one of the best lead guitarists, that is Dan Sumner. And he was recommended to me by Steve Howell, who's another fabulous guitarist. And I know they've recorded a lot and done a lot together. And I've been so grateful for that recommendation. But he's there. Rod Salmon is playing rhythm guitar. We've got Anthony Robinson again on drums. Charles Gilbert is the keyboard player. He has an extensive background in playing all kinds of session stuff as a keyboardist and an organist and a pianist. He's kind of all purpose. And Ben Carter's our principal bass, and he'll be playing electric bass for that. So they'll be out front along with the singers, and of course behind them all will be the symphony on Saturday evening.
Yes, and then on Friday night, at the rehearsal, it will be our symphony band and the Voices Winners. But then on Saturday morning, we start off with the rehearsal at 11 o'clock with those and the orchestra. So that's mm-hmm. a good time to come out on Saturday morning, bring your children.
And yeah, absolutely.
Let them listen to the orchestra and the band. It's going to be a fun time. And then, of course, on Saturday, we have our main event, which starts at 8 o'clock. And it's going to be fabulous. I'm so excited about it. And I guess we can talk a little bit about the scores.
Sure.
Kermit and I sat down, and we made a list of I made a list of 50 popular country and western songs from, I don't know, 50, 60 years. You know, we have old country, we have new country, we have a really good mix. So if you like old country, new country, you know, there'll be something for you. And of course, if you like orchestra, we have our Marshall Symphony Orchestra, which is fabulous. But, Peter Brennan, whom has been with us they were with us 13 years for this concert. Mm-hmm. And last time we had the concert in 2019, he had a country and western show that we just performed with the Voices Winners. But this year, he and Kermit have joined forces, and they are scoring all these songs that we have picked from many years of great country music. And I mean, you go anywhere from new, you know, people like Cole Swindell and Miranda Lambert to Dolly Parton and you know, George Strait, so Garth Brooks, Gretchen Wilson, Charlie Daniels Band, Chris Stapleton, Luke Combs. I mean, you just have a whole wide array of great great country music.
So. Yeah. And I will mention, because you referred to Peter, but Peter Brennan is the director, the creator of that Jeans and Classics band. So I've just been very grateful to him when we in 2019 said, hey Peter, listen, we want to do the Heartland concert, but we want to use our own band and singers. Yeah. Will you lend us the music? He was absolutely great. He's very supportive, and there's that long history with the orchestra. And so he was willing to do that, and he was willing to. I called him this time around, and I said, "Well, we've got 20 songs. I'm not going to be able to do all 20 songs. Will you do some?" And he offered to do 13. Because as I put it to him, it's like, "Well, you aren't performing, are you? What else are you going to do?"
Exactly.
So, and of course, for him, you know, he can put a whole other show together after that. So we appreciate him, and it's going to be. I mean, it is really it's great music. It's going to be so much fun, and doing all of this. You know, there's that mystery because we don't know who's going to win. We have no idea how many soloists we're going to have. It's a gamble. It could be, you know, it could be three. It could be 15. I don't know. So we'll see. But it all starts, as great as that week is, it all starts with the tryouts, the auditions. And as Tiffany mentioned, you know, this Saturday, 7 o'clock at the Jeffersonian Institute in Jefferson, that is the last of the open auditions. So if you have any inkling that you would like to be a part of this, go to the website, go to marshallsymphony.com. You can look at the audition information. It's there on a PDF, says very clearly, PDF. Look at that. Look at the song list. And if you think, hey, I like these songs, these are songs that I can do, well then come down and go to the tryout on Saturday. And you can actually show up that day. You know, there's a form, but, you know, if you show up that day, we're not going to turn anyone away. There'll be a set of judges. I'm not sure who the judges are this time around. I think we have three or four. But it's really fun. The music that you'll sing to is, of course, going to be the karaoke versions of it. So you should feel right at home if you ever do any of that. This is a great opportunity for you. And really, we've had some outstanding voices. The voices that we had in 2019. I keep wanting to say last year. not last year, because this has been a long time.
It has.
This is a wonderful opportunity, and we found the last time around we had 9 winners. They were spectacular. They did a terrific job, and I'm expecting that same type of thing this year. So by all means, come down, be a part of it. You do have to have the 17th available, because that's when we have the finals. The finals will be taken from the people who are chosen this Saturday and the ones who were chosen last Saturday. So the 17th are the finals, and then you have to be available May 7th and May 8th. And that's with the band and the concert itself. But it's going to be a blast.
It is a blast. It was last time, and so we were looking so forward. And these new songs, I'm just so crazy about. I mean, there's so many different ranges of vocals for this. So if one song, you know, doesn't seem like you can sing, and look down the list, I'm sure that you can find one. But you do not have to try out to one of these songs. You can audition to anything you would like, but always encourage them to go ahead and try out, you know, audition to one of the songs, because you will have to sing one of those songs at the final audition on the 17th. And if you have any questions, you know, feel free to, you can call me and talk to me about it before. I can give my number up there.
Yeah,
so my number is 903-926-4413, 903-926-4413. You know, if there are any questions, and if you do pre-register, you'll go at the top of the list. So, you'll be, you know, first to audition, first or second or third or whatever to audition. But if you sign up, you know, you'll go on the list as you sign up the night of the auditions. But, you know, like I said, we'll be at Jefferson, Texas at the Jeffersonian Institute out in the courtyard. It will be outdoors. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful, beautiful setting. So come up to Jefferson, maybe go eat at one of their restaurants. Wonderful restaurants, and then come on over for the audition, or you can wait if you don't like to eat before you sing. But and then, of course, back in Marshall at Telegraph Park for the finals the next Saturday. So we have been 3 Saturdays in a row, and you know we're very excited. And if you have any, like I said, questions, now can I talk a little bit about ticket sales? I don't think I've said anything
absolutely.
About ticket sales.
Yes.
So
yeah.
At this time, we have ticket sales. Tickets are available for the downtown concert Saturday, May the 8th, at $25 in advance, $30 at the door, and $10 for student tickets. You can purchase those online, of course, at marshallsymphony.com. All of our information is online. If you know you weren't able to jot some of this down, we have our posters and our events for the week online as well. But you can go to the Wiseman Center in Marshall, the Lofts of Jim Ehrman, KMHT Marshall, KGAS in Carthage, and then Enoch's Wine and Coffee House in Jefferson.
And you can also get the tickets online as well. And that includes the tables. And the tables are closer up. There's still two levels of tables. They're $1,000 tables and $500 tables.
Yes, the $1,000 tables for underwriter sponsorship seat 10, and then the 500 seat 6. We'll be able to spread out more this year because of our new location. So we'll have a lot better seating for those that wish to purchase those VIP tables. It's a little closer up, but like I said, it's going to be under the stars with our lights, and really, really, I think you're going to like it. Open air, a lot cooler. So come on over to Marshall and enjoy this wonderful concert.
Yeah, and that's such a beautiful courthouse, too. And I think a lot of people see it. See photographs of it from the Wonderland of Lights. You know, that's always promoted throughout the area. It's that place where the orchestra is going to be to the side of that. All of this is going to be set up on the east.
That'll
side.
Be the backdrop. We have the orchestra and then the backdrop of the courthouse. It'll be beautiful.
Very, very nice. So, again, the last of the open auditions this Saturday. The finals are on the 17th. And, of course, everybody's these are you can come and view them and listen to the auditions as they're taking place. And then that whole week, that Tuesday through Saturday the 8th, all of the events going on there. Of course, Saturday night is ticketed, but everything else is open.
With the exception of food, you know,
that's
everything
it,
else is.
Yeah. Well, that's coming up. Tiffany Ammerman has been my guest on the air here, and Tiffany is the chair of the Marshall Symphony Board, but is the person who thought about doing the Jeans and Classics concerts to begin with, and it's become a great longstanding tradition, and it's a little different now with the country music and these auditions, but a great event. So Tiffany, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And if you are with an organization, you have an event coming up and would like to be featured, give us a call at 800-552-8502 or go online at redriverradio.org.
To take chances, and where's her heart?